News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane toad racing.
Tab. We're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddie plays for today's Victorian racing.
And today we are racing at Sail. Beautiful weather around Melbourne and Victoria. We're on a good four surface and the rail is in the true position for the entire circuit. Adam O is the man calling all the action at Sail today. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Michael. Yes, you're right about the weather. It's spectacular, isn't it? I'm looking forward to getting to Sail.
Yeah, it'll be a lovely track, good course to race on. We've got some interesting races today, some wide open races compared to a few of the short price favourites we've seen in recent times. So is there a bit of value? Are you confident out there today?
I find it a challenging program. Even some of the favourites, I don't know, are the necessary good things. But the two horses I'm recommending are races that are quite open. But I think they will both run well. Starting off with race 5, horse 1, Golden Passport for the Waterhouse Botyard. Comes down from Sydney. Blinkers going on or back on today could be the key. It was a flop first up. Probably just worked a little bit too hard. The early pace of the race, which it was part of, suggested they went too quickly. It went quicker than some of the shorter course races on that program. There was a 1,400-metre race. And I think in a race where there's going to be good pace, Golden Passport will be able to sit either handy or just off the speed. And blinkers on, we've seen the horse being very competitive in Sydney last campaign in some restricted races. I think Golden Passport can definitely improve. But the key is the blinkers and probably also coming away from a soft road track, which was the case first up. So race 5, horse 1, Golden Passport.
And we can get $4.40 for Golden Passport in the first leg of the quaddy. Where else are we going today?
In somewhat of a similar trend, Sophia's Magic in race 8, horse number 4, has been racing in Sydney for the Waller Yard, has come down to Victoria, and now in the care of Carly Thomas. This is Carly's first runner that she saddles up. Again, a horse that was competitive at a higher level when in Sydney. Wins have been 1,600 and 1,900, but a very sharp 1,400-metre trial at Traralgon beating and clearly holding off a Friedman runner in Cadmus. Cadmus ran third in an 84 benchmark on the weekend. So I think Sophia's Magic, that's a sign that she's going well. First start, of course, for the new trainer. And I think she can run a big race. So race 8, horse number 4, Sophia's Magic, for me, is also a horse to follow.
So Sophia's Magic can get $5. So that is a couple of tasty priced selections. What about a quaddy today?
A quaddy starting off race 5. We're going 1, of course, Golden Passport, 3 and 9. Into 3, 5, 7, and 8. Third leg 1, 4, 10. Ten Rockover would like it about 30 to 1. And the last leg 2, 4, 5, and 7. So that's $144 for 100%.
Good on you, Adam. Good calling today, my friend.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Adam Olzanski is calling all the action today at Sail. Don't forget, after 11 o'clock, we will have the full form preview. Mark Hunter, who is in very good form, will be finding us the selections there.